Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
The leaders of the world and the leaders of the religions, you have been doing something wonderful in your past life or lives. So nowadays, you have been reaping the reward, being on top of the human world. People worship you, people respect you, people support you, elected you, trust you in the highest possible position in this world. You should continue to do more virtuous deeds, preach more holy doctrine, bring people closer to God, earn much and much more merit than any physical position, any physical reward could give you. You would be held in higher and higher esteem by the world. And you will bring people more and more toward God to do more good things for everyone on this planet, following your example. Otherwise, we will continue to support war every day, with some breaking out into adults' war, humans' war. Not just humans, adults together, but humans against little babies in the womb, against little sheep, baby sheep, or baby cows and little fish in the sea, little wild monkeys in the forest.
Humans are driving a catastrophic decline in the planet's wildlife, and it's putting many ecosystems on the brink of collapse.
There is a dire warning tonight from climate scientists. They say 1 million of the Earth's 8 million plant and animal species are now at imminent risk of extinction, according to a new UN study.
To satisfy the world's appetite for meat, we have created a gigantic global industry.
We kill and eat more animals in a year than the number of human beings who have ever lived on the planet from whenever we crawled out of the swamps.
Overnight, Russia launching a massive aerial attack on Kyiv, firing more than 400 attack drones, according to Ukraine's military.
The fighting along the contested border between Thailand and Cambodia has spilled over into a second day, and that's forced tens of thousands of people to flee the area, and both sides are blaming each other.
Sudan's civil war has entered a new horrific phase. The paramilitary rapid support forces have gone on a killing rampage after taking over the key city of El Fasher.
We are destroying everything. The more reverent, the more holy positions available and taken, the more suffering mounted in the world. Think about that. And the leaders of the world, you have been chosen, selected to be the leaders of your citizens, to bring them a better life. more comfort, to take care of them like your own family members, like your own children. Don't do the opposite to it. Don't worry much more about your votes, your pocket, than the merit and the punishment from heaven and hell. Your position in hell is what you should worry about, not the next election. If you can go to hell, you will see many monks and nuns and priests of all kinds of religions in there, in hell, in different types of hells. Because they don't really propagate good. They don't really take care of their moral standards and their virtues and their compassion according to their religions. They misinterpret it to suit their own good so that they will profit more in different ways. There are no doubt virtuous monks, wonderful nuns, and pure priests, but unless they are truly adhering to their precepts, the principles of their religions, they will be going to hell. I know even personally some Buddhist monks. They violate precepts all the time. But at least sometimes, even I donate a lot to the temples, different temples, without mentioning it before. I mean, truly a lot of money for one person, for the little money that I have, especially in the beginning of my mission. I didn't have much money, and I still donated a lot to build temples, because I believe in monks and nuns and temples to lead people to righteousness and spare them from hell. They still gossip. I don't know if they gossip about anybody else, but they gossip about me, on the internet even. Some do it quietly, but I know they do because it leaked out somewhere else. And some are on the internet. What have I done to them? What have I taught that is wrong? If I taught anything wrong, knowingly, and for my profit, my God banned me forever in hell. I still do pray to God to forgive them. But that's not a monk's and nun's job to spread useless, nonsensical, untrue gossip. To be so uncompassionate, to be so immoral and ungrateful like that. I earn money, of course, but for me, to give away like almost half a million US dollars for just one temple, for example, it is still a lot for me compared to the way I live my life. So it was a shock to me to hear these so-called reverends gossip about me, accuse me about things that have no truthfulness in them also and have nothing to do with teaching people to do good, to behave, to follow moral standards and good precepts. I have never taught anything wrong morally to anybody. I've never taught anybody anything to profit myself. Whatever I earn, I give. And I myself am even frugal to the dollar. Some of the so-called disciples, the ones that sneak into my group or just spy to learn something from the initiation now and become a master, using my power, my name, to even fake my own jewelry designs and any other things to live a good life. I buy many expensive watches, cars, etc. And don't even care how much it costs, such as Tangdam or Ruma, etc. Don't even ask for the price, yeah? And having luxury cars and all that. My monks and nuns, they don't have luxury cars. I have some that look like luxury cars, but they are second-hand or third-hand. Only one or two. They're not even in my possession, in my name, not even. And they think because they wear beautiful clothes like me, designing clothes like that, then they look like me. I say I'm even to them. What even, huh? Stealing my designs and all that and making underground jewelry, lamps, and clothing. and then make the government blame me for tax fraud. I didn't. Even if I don't pay tax, just because maybe I don't know, but I do pay tax every year. I don't mean personally, my company pays. And I sign. And I only have so much money as I need. Even if I have money in the bank, it's because I have to. Nowadays, when I first came out, I didn't have any credit cards. All my disciples took care of the money in bank. I never had any bank account. Then I could not even pay for petrol because I didn't even know then that for petrol you have to have a credit card. After I had credit cards and bank account, they gave birth to new problems in different areas and countries, such as the fire department or the police asked and demanded proof for the source of where so much money came from for the several big truckloads of donated toys for poor children, for food banks, for disaster victims, for poor families, even for the police vegan chocolates for Christmas to thank them for previous help, etc. Because no one ever gave so much before. And they even checked it all with the shops to make sure that I paid. It's supposed to be simple, casual, and anonymous. Then later, some newspapers even say that I wanted fame because I paid the clothes for the poor by credit cards. They found out this info from the police and the stores. They said if I really wanted to be anonymous, I would have paid with cash. At that time, I had no more cash left. I maxed my cards there in Canada. Couldn't go back to Spain. Had to borrow cards from 3 disciples to pay for the flight. Sometimes I don't need to use my cards for a while. Then the machine swallowed up my card. Other times, same thing happened, but inside a bank. I just wanted 4,000, but the bank chopped up my card in front of me, not saying a word. I was too embarrassed to ask why. Everyone there stared at me like, you know what. So I thought it's better I join the account of one of my residents who has been taking care of my money, so she can take care of it better. But the bank said I want to steal her money, thus didn't let me join her bank account and refused to let me open my own. So then when I was in Europe, I opened an account with the branch in Spain. And that bank, after 3 decades with me as a client, just blocked my account, telling me I have to reapply, reprove my money source to have my account to go through it all again. I could not even take out some money to donate to the church and to the animal
people
shelter nearby in Spain, yeah? I used to donate money to several of the animal
people
shelters there. The bank said that an international lawyer must be found to do my paperwork. Dear heaven, I can't. No time, no confidence to entrust all my personal data while on the run, trying to protect my safety. Can't stay anywhere too long either. And there was already bad experience with bank in Spain too. They stopped my money from being sent to buy an ashram in Canada, saying that something's wrong with my passport. But I can travel the world over with that same passport. And they did accept my money for an account there, in that same bank, and with my same passport. And my smaller bank, called a few blocks away, they could send for me $300,000 as my donation for Hurricane Katrina victims in the USA. No problem. no questions asked. Then I wanted to change the bank to a Hungarian one. But also I could not, because in Spain said the same negative things, more or less, and did not want to help me change banks. So I closed this account and took all my money out in cash, etc. There are many, many more stories about my banks. I can talk forever about them. It's hard to understand for me. I hope you know now, by the way, why I can't always have a new ashram for you. It's hard to deal with bank bureaucracy. But without credit card, I'm sometimes stuck on the street in the middle of nowhere at night when the petrol station's closed. Nowhere to sleep, mosquito bites everywhere. In the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. So I had to have a bank account. And I have bank account so that I can buy an ashram, a second hand or some hand car, to run around, to take care of you, to go give speech and all that. Oh my God, God doesn't allow me to go anywhere at the moment. Number one, because God worries about my safety. Number two, yeah, as you know, even spies came into my group and caused trouble also. Big or small, or some killing people threatened to take my life. Spies are in front of my door, inside my group, all kinds. They just have the way to get in, eh? And to know information and all that. And nowadays, you can't even pay cash. I used to carry cash around to give to people on the street, or buy things from small businesses so that they can survive. Small businesses on the street, they don't have machine for credit cards. Beggars on the boulevard, they don't have a bank account to cash my check. Homeless people, they have only a tent to protect themselves from the wind and sun. How could I give them any check or credit card to cash in? But nowadays, everything, mostly everything, is done digitally. So I don't have cash now. I can't spend cash now, even if I have it. I don't know how to do all this digital stuff. And I'm also hesitant to always give my name out anywhere to anybody's hand like that. Life is getting worse and worse for humans.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.